we return with today's topical currents. Joseph Cooper with you, along with Bonnie Berman. And we certainly second the previous notion of supporting your public radio station. That number again, 866-247-9576. Particularly look for your support during regional and local programs such as Topical Currents. And we're joined by longtime colleagues Linda Gassentimer as well as Fred Tasker. Linda, we're close to our 15th year of food and dining. We've heard, seen, eaten, and even drank. What's up today? Some fun, I hope.
Well, welcome to Food Heaven. It's each year, you know, I go to the fancy food show, and every time I go, you, Joe Cooper, you ask me to bring back some goodies. Well, it's more than lunch today.
You've always been very generous with Bonnie and I.
Yes, I
Bonnie's
have.
Bonnie's joining us, by the way.
Yes, I am, by the way.
Of course, you've heard her quite a bit.
I hope your taste buds are ready to taste some of my favorite finds. Both of you, Bonnie
yes,
and Joe.
Yes, ready.
All right, ready. Also, as you said with us, is our favorite wine guy, wine columnist Fred Tasker. He's joining us by Skype, and you can read Fred's wine columns in the Miami Herald. Fred, are we going to drink today?
You know, what I always enjoy about your fancy food show is you bring back several new bacon recipes, and that's always a good thing.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but I'm going to talk about something else that you came across at the show, and that is the drink additive called bitters.
Okay, well, let's start. The show returned to New York City's Jacob Javits Center this year. It had been in Washington, and it was the largest show ever. It covered 354,000 square feet. If you can't figure out what that is, it's bigger than 6 football fields. And food booths covered every inch. I tasted some of the 180,000 products there on display. And so you can see that covering the show is a major workout for my feet and my stomach. In addition, the aisles are filled with thousands of foodies, people from supermarkets, specialty food stores, caterers, chefs.
How do you choose, Linda?
Well, it's really difficult.
Yeah, how many calories would you say you consume that day?
Well, I only taste, okay? And I do a lot of research beforehand to see what kind of foods are going to be available. But the thing is, when you walk down each aisle, all the vendors are begging you to please try their food. So it's a real workout. By the way, all the products I'm going to talk about today, the whole list and a photograph, is going to be on my website at dinnerinminutes.com. So now let's go right straight to the food trends. The hot products we'll be seeing in the markets this year. And it seems that people really want healthy foods. That is a big, big item at the show. And at the same time, they want really, really indulgent ones. So they're going to be healthy and then they're going to indulge. So we're going to start with the healthy ones. And gluten-free, okay, Bonnie's ready for the healthy ones.
Yes.
All right.
Then we'll get to the good stuff, right?
It'll come. Yes, Fred. It was gluten-free. It was a big subject last year, but it's even bigger this year. If you notice, there's so many products on the market. Snacks, pasta, cookies, just to name a few. So if you go to number one, they've got all of the food in front of you. No, it's the Pink Crisps chips.
Okay, and what kind of chips are they?
They're pomegranate. Have a taste.
Pomegranate chips.
Uh-huh. Crispy and crunchy.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, they need salt.
No, they're salty.
Okay, well, they're made with potato flour and pomegranate flavoring, so they're gluten-free. And it's nice because some gluten-free products don't have, a nice texture.
They look like seashells.
Yeah, they're pretty. They're pink.
They're
pretty. And there's
lots
of
them. They have ridges like ruffles.
Right. Okay. So let's go down. You see, you have some pasta on your plate. It's gluten-free pasta. There are many on the market. And this one is from Nature's Early Choice. It's imported from Italy. It's made with corn, rice, and quinoa.
Oh.
And so... How is it? I just put some olive oil, a little salt and pepper on it.
It's very good. Mm-hmm.
The texture is good, isn't it?
It's excellent. It tastes like it's pasta made with flour.
Al dente.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, and there's several, but I like this one, and it's about $5.50 for a 17.6-ounce package. That's from Nature's Early Choice. And, okay, there's a cookie there. Now you can go for the cookie.
Okay.
All right. So
it's gluten-free also?
Yes, it is. It's a quinoa chocolate chip cookie. And, well, they're both looking at me. Eating it.
Mm-hmm. It is good.
It's by Goody Girl. That's Belgian chocolate chips in the cookie. And I thought they had a good texture and a good taste.
They do.
So that's Goody Girl. They're $2.99 for a 7-ounce. That's about a package of 8 cookies. So it's about regular price.
So the gluten-free are not less calories necessarily. Is that right?
No, and people make that mistake. They think, oh, I'm going to go gluten-free and lose weight. And very often you can gain weight on it. It just means that there's that anything with gluten in it, like wheat flour, barley, and other sugars, things like that have been removed. Okay, so grains. Those are very, very big at the show. I don't know if you both know about flaxseed. You've heard about flaxseed.
Sure.
A lot of it's at supermarkets these days. Well, this year you're going to be hearing a lot about chia seeds. That's C-H-I-A.
You mean as in chia
like a
pet?
Chia pet.
Well, they're chia seeds.
Chia pet doesn't need any water.
Well, this one doesn't need... We're back to the seeds. Apparently, it was a superfood of the Aztecs.
Which one is it, Linda?
It's the one in the middle. There's
like
a bunch
pepper.
Of seeds.
I thought it was pepper.
Nope, that's chia seeds. Now, you would best put them over cereal, or you would put them in a smoothie or on salads and stuff.
Yeah,
and
it's not something you just take a spoonful. Like.
Right, it's like you've just done, but I wanted you to see it. And it doesn't need refrigerating like omega-3s... like flaxseed needs, and it doesn't need to be ground or milled. So you can get some of that healthy antioxidants and all that from the chia seeds without...
They sure get into your teeth, don't they?
Yeah, right. I was going to warn you, but I thought I'd wait and let them get into your teeth.
Thank you, Linda.
It's all right. Okay. Now, the Fancy Food Show used to be called Salsa Central. When salsas were just about coming in, they were taking over, do you remember, from ketchup, and salsa became so popular. Well, this year it seems that ketchup is having its revenge because there were a lot of ketchup products out. So there's a curry one. That's number 6 on your plate there.
Oh, no.
It's 6. Yeah. It's 6? Curry. It says curry on it.
Okay.
Mine says curry, but number 5.
It's 5. Sorry.
Okay.
Ooh, that's good.
Now, why has ketchup come back? Maybe it was taken off or dissed because of all the sugar?
No, I don't know why. Salsa just sort of took over, and people like the hot, spicy salsa.
It's
and
really spicy, and then with the curry.
But now people have come back with new products, and this is a cookie. This is a curry. One is by Herb and Zest. That's Herb and the letter N, Zest. And, you know, you can put it into soups. You can spread it over noodles. It tastes really good over a hamburger.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
A little bit of curry flavor.
Would be good over eggs, too.
Yeah, put it into scrambled eggs, even. So that's $6.99 for an 8-ounce jar. Okay.
$6.99?
Well, it's an 8-ounce jar. It's a specialty product. Okay. There's another tomato ketchup there, and it's California Sun-Dried Tomato Ketchup. It's by Trainer Foods. Now, it has 4 pounds of tomatoes in each bottle. So it's really, really
very
rich,
dense.
Wow.
Rich, yes.
Well, Bonnie's nodding her head.
A little of that goes a long way.
Yeah, it does.
Is it like tomato paste?
It is. It's exactly what it's like, Fred.
Okay. Wow. So, all right. But that's by Trainer Foods. It's $4.99 for a 16-ounce bottle. And as I mentioned before, these will all be up on my website so you can see what we're talking about. Before we go to a break, let's go to yogurt. There's a little thing of yogurt there, and that's number 7 on your platter there. Greek yogurt has been really, really big this year. It's been growing and growing. Chobani is a leader in the field, and they have a tube. If you see, it's a yogurt in a tube.
Hmm. And what's the point of that?
Well, it's yogurt on the go. It's only 70 calories. If you're in a hurry and you want to take something in the car or whatever. But really, they make it for kids, and it'd be great in a kid's lunchbox. And then you can freeze them, and that'd make like a little frozen yogurt ice cream.
But it has to be refrigerated, right?
Yeah, it needs refrigeration, absolutely. Well, I'm Linda Gassenheimer. We're talking about my favorite finds at this year's Fancy Food Show, and we're going to take a short break and be back with more.
And we're back. back. It's Food and Dining on Topical Currents for this Thursday edition. Again, we want to thank all of you who've made your pledges, and we want to continue you to continue to do so during the program. The number is 1-866-247-9576. 1-866-247-9576. We thank you so much for your support. And Linda Gassenheimer, Joe Cooper.
All right. Well, we've been talking about the International Fancy Food and Confection Show, and I've been telling you what I found there, my favorite finds. These are the products you're going to see in the supermarkets this year, in the gourmet stores, and a list of the products that we're mentioning and the prices, contact information, a photo can be found on my website. That's dinnerinminutes.com. It'll be on the blog area. So we've gone through quite a few yummy things here, but let's talk about condiments. Because condiments are and sauces, they're always very big at the show. And they can make ordinary food taste extraordinary. I had some outstanding examples here that I liked anyway. One is a peach, pecan, and amaretto preserve.
That's number 8.
That's number 8. Thank you. If everybody's wondering what these numbers are, I've got all this food lined up in front of Bonnie.
You did a really, really good job of delineating everything and marking it.
Well, it's lined up in front of Bonnie and Joseph, so they'll know which one to taste. I don't want them to taste out of order. There you go. So it's by San Saba. Now, this is a pecan company, and there are whole pecans in that preserve.
Yeah, I can taste that.
And they also grow their own peaches, so they pick the peaches right at their peak. And so I thought it was a really delicious And the amaretto flavor, the almond flavor there. You can use it for breakfast toast, meat, or fish. We can make a good glaze on maybe a piece of fish.
I think better than even on toast.
Yeah.
It would be a better glaze.
Right. So that's $7.95 for an 11-ounce jar, but it's packed with flavor. Okay, smoked foods are a very big trend. And if you look at number 9 there, that's the smoky sherry onion spread.
And how is it smoked?
I don't know how they smoke it.
Kind of looks like apple butter.
Yeah, but it has a really, really smoky flavor. Mm. What do you think?
It sure does.
Normally, you wouldn't be just eating this off a spoon as you're doing it now.
It almost tastes like bacon. It's so smoky.
Right. There you go, Fred. Are you ready for your bacon?
I'm ready.
Well, it'd be great on for a glaze, as we said. Meats. Pasta, or if you mix it with a little olive oil and you grill some vegetables and you put it over the grilled vegetables, it would add that extra smoky flavor. So I really like that. It's $8.99 for an 8-ounce jar, and it's by Gracious Gourmet. Well, I started the show by mentioning that it seems people want really, really healthy foods, and at the same time, they want really indulgent ones.
I see the indulgent one coming up, so, number 10.
I see chocolate coming up pretty soon here.
Okay. You know what's coming up? It's bacon. But this is bacon candy.
Oh.
Candy?
Bacon candy. It's bacon, Bonnie.
That was a surprise.
I will have to skip that one, but Joe will have mine because anything to do with bacon.
All right, Bonnie. Never mind. Just smell it because this is a bacon rub that you put on the bacon when it's cooking. And it makes a really, really nice, you sprinkle it on bacon strips.
I remember when you brought
back. So it makes the bacon taste like bacon?
Well, Joe, what do you think it tastes like?
It tastes like bacon with just a little bit of very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when you brought back bacon lip balm.
Which you took home with you. Yes. These people also make 3 different flavors. They have Cajun, Southern pecan, and then the original, which you're having. You can also use it to rub on other foods. They're a breakfast company, and so they say you can just sprinkle this bacon rub over pancakes. Get a nice bacon-y flavor on the pancakes.
Could you put that on eggs?
Sure. Why not?
And that would take care of your whole breakfast.
Well, part of it anyway. Okay. Well, let's go on. And the next one is number 11, and that's...
The white pasty.
The white pasty there, yes. There you go. You've got it in front of you.
What is it?
Taste it.
Mm.
What are you tasting there?
It looks like halva a little.
Kind of tastes like cake batter, though.
But it's soft, right? Bonnie's face.
Very
is so
sweet.
Funny.
Very sweet. What is it?
Well, it's something that you wouldn't normally be eating just out of a spoon because it's bacon flavored frosting.
Oh,
oh, that's Linda. What I said, cake.
Linda, you've outdone yourself.
Yes, she has.
It's called maple bacon icing, actually. And, you know, cupcakes and all are so popular now. It would be great to just spoon some on cupcakes. But they say you mix it with a little bit of butter and put it over steak.
Now, this is a Weight Watchers product, right?
Sure.
I told you we were on the indulgent side of the healthy side of the show. cook steak, or you can whip it, add it to whipped cream for a topping. Or what they also suggest, you could warm it and put it in a little bowl and just use it as a dipping sauce.
From yogurt to maple flavored icing.
Maple bacon icing.
Okay.
That will be a surprise for the kids when you put it on the cupcakes. It's by amaretti.com. Okay, so also, okay, here comes the chocolate, Fred, in the indulgent category is chocolate. And it was abundant at the show because, of course, it's called the Fancy Food and Confection Show. And one of my favorites was this V like in Victor, chocolate almond toffee. And it's number 12 there on your plate. I like it because it's very clean products and it has no preservatives, has no additives. And it's a toffee that you can bite into and it doesn't break your teeth.
I was going to ask you.
No, go ahead.
Fillings.
Your fillings are going to be all right. Might not got some of the chia seeds, though, that are still left from before.
That might be good.
Right, but you bit right into it.
Yeah, it's very soft.
And it's very delicious. And it's thechocolates.com. It's $4.95 for a 2.5-ounce box. Okay, so we have another time for just one more, do you think?
Well, we have plenty of time. Well.
Okay. Well, let's go on then. Drinks. Of course, surprisingly, guess what? Is a hot topic these days.
What?
Tea. Tea, not coffee, is the most... I'm sorry, Fred.
I thought she was going to say some alcoholic drink, too.
Sorry. I was hoping.
I'm sorry, Fred, but tea, not coffee, is the most consumed beverage in the world after water. 6.6 billion pounds of tea are produced every year.
I guess certain cultures only drink
tea.
Tea.
And so there are a lot of tea vendors at the show. But the one you have here, you have a cup of tea in front of you. And I thought this was really interesting, especially for South Florida. You can make iced tea from cold water. You don't have to boil water at all. It's in a cup.
Oh, I've got two of them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, give one to Pawnee. that's Twinings of London. They have tea bags that brew tea in cold water. You put the tea bag in about 8 ounces of water for 5 minutes, and then you pour it over ice.
Oh.
And it retains the tea flavor.
It tastes like tea, but who added the sugar? They put the sugar in?
I sweetened it for you.
You sweetened it, okay.
I'm sorry.
No, as long as it wasn't artificial.
No. It was sweetened for, I didn't want to give you just plain tea.
Okay.
But they have many flavors. Actually, they have a peach-flavored tea that I really, really liked. And
it's very good.
It's by Twinings. And so that's great. And you can make a whole pitcher of, you know, several tea bags in a pitcher, and you just let it sit, and it's finished. So you're all set.
So no boiling.
No boiling.
No muss, no fuss.
No muss, no fuss. That's what it's all about.
And what's it called?
It's called, iced tea by Twinings. You know, Twinings of London, they have their tea bags.
And you'll have all this on the website, right?
All of this will be on the website. Is it time for us to take a break? Okay, I'm Linda Gassenheimer. And we're talking about my favorite finds from this year's Fancy Food Show. And we'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more.
And welcome back to today's Topical Currents. Thanks so much for supporting local programming on WLRN. If you haven't done so yet, we encourage you to do so. Support the local programming. Food and Dining comes to you every Thursday for the last, how many years?
Almost
14
15.
Years? 15 years.
Coming up on 15.
The number is 1-866-247-9576. 1-866-247-9576. Well, as always, we thank you for your support. I'm Bonnie Berman here with Joseph Cooper and Linda Gassenheimer.
And Fred Tasker.
Oh, and Fred Tasker, how could I say that? And,
thank you.
Yes, yes, of course, Fred.
Well, we've been talking about the International Fancy Food and Confection Show. It's where supermarkets and gourmet stores go to buy the treats that you're going to see on the shelves this autumn. We've been tasting a lot of the treats, and the whole list of what we've been tasting, photographs, information, is going to be at dinnerandmints.com. You click the blog icon. So we're up to now Dinner in Minutes. Okay.
All right.
Let's go to Dinner in Minutes. And it's a 10-minute quick and easy dinner. It's almond chicken with orange honey sauce. Really simple and easy. And then the side dish, garlic zucchini strips with grape tomatoes. So almonds and honey flavor the chicken cutlets for this quick dinner. Now, you can find boneless, skinless chicken cutlets in most supermarkets. They're the ones that are only about a half inch thick. They cook just about 4 to 5 minutes, but they can also dry out very quickly and easily. So to keep them juicy and flavorful, I made a sauce with orange juice and I thickened it with honey, and that coats the chicken. And then when the chicken's finished, I sprinkled it with some toasted almonds on top.
So you reduced that sauce with the orange juice.
Reduced it. I added a little bit of cornstarch to it.
Oh.
So that thickens it up, and real simple. Now the side dish, I made it with zucchini strips. It's just a pretty way to serve zucchini. You can cut the strips off the side of the zucchini, about a half inch thick and about 2 inches long. It makes an unusual presentation, but if
I guess
you don't
you
want,
you could use a mandolin.
I'm impressed with you, Joe Cooper. Somebody. You knew what it was. Yes,
I have one.
Oh my goodness! Well, but if you're in a hurry, just slice it in the food processor. You could do that as well, and I make that in the microwave, real quick and easy. But I also give a stovetop way to make it. So either way, you can do that. The full recipe and a photo, they're at dinnerandminutes.com. Along with the names of the foods that we've been mentioning. And please, you can follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. Now, before we go to Fred, I wanted to bring up one other drink that we've been talking about. And the drink is bitters. Now, specialty alcoholic drinks are making a comeback. You're finding a lot more mixed drinks.
Are we going to taste this?
You're not supposed to taste it yet.
Okay,
fine. Have to keep
I know it's pretty strong
hold
stuff.
Your horses.
Have to keep him in line, right? So I want to tell you about it. Hella Bitter is a company, H-E-L-L-A, and they won, they had a food initiative for young entrepreneurs at the show, and they won the award for excellence for their flavored bitters. They have a citrus one, and I think, Bonnie, you have the citrus one in front of you. It says citrus on the thing. And they have a plain bitters one.
Yes, this is citrus.
Right. And they said that you can use it as a digestive after dinner if you'd like. Or they suggest that you could use it instead of vanilla in some recipes.
Was it an old thing for hangovers?
Well, that you'll have to ask Fred.
We'll ask Fred.
Yeah, Fred, because Fred would never have a hangover.
Probably hair of the dog.
Or you could sprinkle it over strawberries. It's $18.95. That's for a 5-ounce bottle. That's Hella Bitters. So, okay, so you've tasted it. What do you think? What do you think, Bonnie?
It's bitter.
So you wouldn't drink it straight?
Mm-mm. I don't think so, no. I mean, it's quite bitter.
And you have the citrus flavor there.
Yes.
And Joe had the plain flavor.
It tasted like paragoric a little bit.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, that's always pleasant.
Fred, we better go to you then.
Tell us about bitters, Fred.
Yeah, I better clean up the reputation of bitters here. Well, as Linda said, one of the cutting-edge trends that she found at the show was bitters, and this is actually the return of an old favorite, since I found bitters at every sidewalk cafe when I spent a year in college in Italy in the 60s. The bitters was very cool then, so I assume it's very cool again today. So the question is, what is bitters, or what are bitters? I don't even know how you say it. It's a drink additive made with bitter herbs such as gentian, which is a blue flower, or quassia, which is a South American shrub, or a long list of other ingredients that are also very top secret, all dissolved in alcohol. And the result is a drink additive with 20% to 30% alcohol. Now, in the early 1800s, this was considered medicinal, maybe what Joe was remembering. Although that sounds to me like an excuse. It sounds like W.C. Fields. They probably took it for snake bite, and they probably brought the snake with them.
Ah, yes.
Ah, yes. And for the past century or so, it's been used as in pre-meal drinks called aperitivos, since they're said to whet your appetite. In Italy, Campari is a bitter that you see on the umbrellas at cafes, sidewalk cafes, and that sort of thing. It's a bitter with a strong bitter orange flavor.
But Fred, can I ask you, because I happen to like Campari.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, and I didn't know. It hasn't got a bitter. It's not that bitter.
Well, it is bitter.
If you mix it with soda, you use maybe a tablespoon of it in a glass of soda, so you tone it way down.
A tablespoon of Campari?
No, a little more than that.
A little more than that, Fred.
No, the bitters. No.
That's bitters. This is powerful stuff. This is
you're talking about the bitters.
20-40% alcohol.
I thought you were talking about the Campari. No, okay. So a tablespoon of the bitters you would put into a drink.
Yeah.
And what would that do for the drink?
You make Campari and soda that way and put it over ice. We felt very cool drinking these while other Americans were swilling cheap wine and that kind of thing. Or you may have heard of the cocktail called Negroni, which is Campari, gin, and sweet vermouth. Or an Americano, which is Campari with sweet vermouth and soda, or even a Flamingo, which is mixing Campari with vodka and champagne. So there's a powerful drink. Now, the best known bitter is probably Angostura. You always hear about Angostura bitters. And this is a mixture of up to 40 bitter herbs in a South American recipe that's been top secret since 1840, so I have no idea what's in it. Although they do reveal that this one is 45% alcohol, so this is powerful stuff.
And what do you mix that with? Do you mix it with just Perrier or
Well,
Pellegrino?
A cocktail called a Manhattan. You ever have a Manhattan? Famous from James Bond movies? That's rye whiskey and sweet vermouth mixed with Angostura bitters, just a little dash of bitters, and a maraschino cherry.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, of course, since everybody caters to the foodies these days, it's inevitable that bitters like Angostura would be used in food. So America's absolute cutting-edge chefs are now adding it to everything from beef stews to tomato soup. So, as always, when you listen to this show, you can be the first one on your block with the absolute latest fad.
Trendsetters.
Absolutely.
So, in other words, if I put bitters into a drink, it would just be added that little bit of extra something that bumps it up, or what would it do for the drink?
Yeah, it tones down the sweetness if you have a lot of, orange juice and things like that. And it gives it a little zing.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Well, everybody knows that I can't leave the show without my Jelly Bellies, because there's always a huge display there.
Are they Red Hots?
Taste it, but taste it carefully.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, it is probably.
Taste it carefully. Are you tasting it?
Oh, my. It's spicy.
Can you figure out what it is? Is there bacon.
Oh, is it chocolate?
No.
No, it's spicy.
Is there hot flames
it's like
coming
a jalapeno.
Out of your mouth?
Is it like a jalapeno?
No, it's Tabasco.
No.
Oh, my.
They're called Tabasco Jelly Bellies, and it's got genuine spice with genuine Tabasco sauce.
It's spicy.
You can buy it in a in
starts
a bag.
Starts out slow and then builds.
Right, but they also sell it in a little Tabasco bottle.
Oh, cute!
Cute.
So, nice part. Marketing.
Right, but they also what I like is they have a popcorn flavored one, so that'd be good for the movies. And a 3 ounce bag is $2.50. So. Well, that's everything from the Fancy Food Show this year.
Thank you, Linda.
Everything that's
in
it.
You did a great job.
All of it's going to be on my website, dinnermiz.com, if you want to have the names and where to find all of these products.
Fred,
Linda,
sorry
you
couldn't
taste
them.
Take me with you next year.
Okay, yeah.
I'll take all of you if you'd like. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me next week for more food news and views.
And that wraps up today's program. Our producer is Richard Ives. Technical direction from Michael Stock. Paul Leary is online producer. Again, we hope you'll support the regional and local programs on your station. Call 1-866-247-9576. Also online at WLRNradio.org. We hope you'll recognize the importance of a South Florida flavor to the station. Tomorrow at 1, it's Ed Bell and the South Florida Arts Beat. Monday, we return with a program about how scarcity affects our lives. We'll visit with Princeton University professor Eldar Sharif. 866-247-9576. And the calendar. On this day in 1876, 137 years ago, Melville Bissell of Grand Rapids, Michigan, patents the carpet sweeper, forerunner of the vacuum cleaner. After his death, wife Anna became the first female U.S. CEO. And on this day in 1952, 61 years ago, the U.S. refuses to allow filmmaker Charlie Chaplin to re-enter the country from England because of his, quote, moral values and subversive character. And one more, while Daddy's sleeping and Mama ain't around, on this day in 1960, 53 years ago, Chubby Checker's version of The Twist enters the U.S. chart and soars to number one. Of course, his stage name is a play on Fats Domino. And we leave with a thought from Charlie Chaplin, quote, I remain just one thing, and one thing only, and that is a clown. It places me on a far higher plane than any politician. 866-247-9576. Please make your pledge. This is Joseph Cooper, along with Bonnie Berman. Stay with us next for Here and Now from NPR News.